The United Nations says the scale and speed of the humanitarian crisis unfolding in Pakistan is extraordinary. Martin Magwanja is the acting UN coordinator in Pakistan.
The numbers of people who have moved in the last 3.5 weeks is the highest rate of movement we have seen for more than 20 years anywhere in the world. And it is the biggest displacement that has ever occurred in Pakistan. Given the other social, economic and security factors in Pakistan, we believe that responding to this appeal quickly and responding now is in the interests not only of the humanitarian community, it is in the interest of the world as a whole.
This week, the Pakistani government unveiled a high-profile strategy to deal with the exploding numbers of people displaced by the war against Taliban militants in Swat Valley. Prime Minister Yousaf Raza Gilani hosted a donors' conference in the capital Islamabad, where several nations, including the United States, pledged $224 million in humanitarian aid. Gilani told donors that addressing the current humanitarian crisis in the Northwest is inextricably linked to combating extremism.
Taking care of Pakistan's IDPs is among the responsibilities that come in the wake of efforts to combat terrorism. Consequently, there is an urgent need for joint and comprehensive response to this issue by all those who are committed to fighting terrorism.
In addition to seeking outside financial help, the Pakistani government has budgeted $100 million for relief efforts that include a one-time cash grant of $300 to each displaced family. Part of the problem facing the Pakistani government and aid agencies is that only 20% of people who fled the violence are actually in the camps. The rest are staying with family or friends, and that population is harder to reach and to help. Elaine Kaw is a spokesperson with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. She visited Jalala Camp in Mardan District, not far from the military offensive this week. She says the biggest problem for camp residents is the heat, which has been steadily hovering just below 40 degrees Celsius. Kaw also says camp residents are clearly traumatized and want to go home.
They say that everything is being provided to them in the camps. What they need is to go back. This is harvesting time right now, and they absolutely need to go back to do that.
On the battlefront, the military says they are on the verge of entering and taking control of Mingora, the main town in Swat Valley. Earlier this week, the military said it had recaptured the town of Sultan Mwas, a major Taliban stronghold in neighboring Bunir District. Catherine Maddox, VOA News, Washington.